Welcome to the BBC.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another week of Between Both Cheeks. It's April. You have Becca and Luba with us. I can't believe that it's already April and quarter one is gone. It just does not stop.
I feel like time didn't go this fast when I just had the waxing salons.
Yeah, maybe it's the travel too.
Yeah, I think when you have to like plan out your life a year in advance on a huge calendar, then it's like, I don't know, it's wild. I'm so happy to be home.
Yeah, me too. You blink and it's... I remember, so for those of you who don't know, March was crazy. We had something going on every weekend. Luba was at an event every weekend and most of the team was busy 3 out of 4 weekends. And there was one point in Dallas, which was our last city, where I honest to God thought I was in New York. Like I really had no idea where I was. And that was so surreal and weird. I've never had that happen before. I was like, what day is it? What time? Like, where am I? It was like amnesia.
Yeah, I woke up here in Vancouver the first morning when we got back from Dallas, and I woke, like I laid upwards, and I remember looking around not knowing where I was.
In your own home.
In my own home.
Crazy.
And I, like, that used to happen to me in corporate, because I traveled like 90% of the year with corporate, but I was always in a different hotel. But to wake up in your own home and be like, where am I? Is this Vegas? Is this... New York's? Oh, that's my home.
Weird. Yeah, it's like you're in a dream. So we're happy to be back. It's April, and April is Earth Month, if you didn't know. Earth Day is on April 22nd this year. And Bright is, we try to be as green as possible. We're natural and vegan and cruelty-free, and that right there helps a ton. We also, last year, in April, actually, April or May last year, we implemented a carbon neutral program. So all of our shipping is carbon neutral, which is cool. And we have stats on the website if you want to go take a look to see where that initiative goes and how much carbon emissions we've removed from the ecosystem, which is wild. It's like 10,000 smartphones being charged. So really cool. We try to do our best. We were paper free for a long time as well. You know, we try all these different things. We recycle, yada, yada, yada. And one thing that's new this April, which I'm really excited about because I feel like I'm very green, maybe the most on the team.
Yes.
Especially being the youngest and a vegetarian, you know, you get stereotyped as like tree hugger. So I'm really excited, you guys. There's a new area on the website called Quality Control, and that is where we have products that are in new condition. They're perfectly fine and sanitary and brand new, but the outside is either dinged or the label is a little scratched or rubbed off, or it's off-center, or small cosmetic defects that we just couldn't in good faith sell to our customers because it wasn't perfect. And we've been hanging on to these products just in a room in the warehouse for a little while now, thinking what are we going to do with these? And some of them, you know, we only have 1 or 15 units, but some of them, there's over 1,000 units that didn't pass the quality control test. So we've just been sitting on it, and that's what we'll use for ourselves or when we do demos and things like that. And what's standard in the industry is you would typically throw it out, like straight into the dumpster, into the garbage. And I just, being the tree hugger, I just couldn't get on with that. So we've implemented this quality control collection on the website where you can buy these imperfectly lovable little scuffs for 50% off, which is insane. Like, that's the most ever that we've done ever and probably will ever do. And so, Luba, how do you feel about all this? What is What is your stance?
Well, I mean, listen, as the business owner, when you get these defects or these damages, especially there was a specific order where like 80% mm-hmm. of it was like, for me, was not sellable because it was off center or scratched. Mm-hmm. I mean, we tried everything, right? We donated $50,000 worth to a cancer clinic. We, you know, we do tons of donations that way, but there was still like a lot of inventory. And not only was it, you know, hurtful on the pocketbook, but then it's sitting in a room that's taking up space that we could be using for like meetings or conferences or training. So that was like a little bit frustrating too. And mm-hmm. it's funny that you talk about this, because I was cleaning up my closet yesterday over the weekend, and I found all of this documentation of when I was like a counter girl and then moved up to regional manager and national manager. And I was reading through like just this diary that I had of like, the office won't let me carry Biotherm in my store because L'Oreal doesn't feel like they were only in huge department stores like the Holt Renfrews mm-hmm. or the Macy's, or, you know, they like Biotherm, Lancôme, Vichy, all owned by the same company, by the way. They refused to go into drug. And it was like one of my initiatives to get them to go into drugs. So we like created this whole new concept. And finally, like the vendors started to open up, but we were looked at like, I don't know, like just like second class citizen, if you will, right? Like no one's ever going to buy this from a drugstore. Mm. And I remember like feeling that feeling then on like, but like, this is where the consumer is shopping. Like there is a mm-hmm. revenue stream here. So I know it's not like apples to apples in comparison, but it kind of is because times are changing so much, right? Like these yeah. huge lines you never would see in a drugstore, you now are seeing in CVS and Walgreens and Shoppers Drug Mart. Mm-hmm. And then Becca was, she's been pushing for this initiative for like a couple years, I would say. And I was like
since I started.
No, this is going to ruin the brand. Like I can't have something sit on a shelf. And she was like, well, what if we just do it like for the end consumer, for like however they want to use it? Like if you want to use it to motivate your staff for gratis, if you want to give it to girlfriends for Christmas, if you just want to mm-hmm. do a sampler pack by yourself, if you need testers. And all of a sudden I was like, oh, okay, well, this might work. And let me tell you, it beyond worked. We launched it yesterday.
Yeah.
We had one of the most successful sales days in history by like creating something that Becca's been talking about forever. It's wild. So, you know, long story short now, I guess, I was very against it. And you have to remember, like my generation from the beauty industry, mm-hmm. especially specifically Chanel and Abercrombie, they didn't just throw it out. They would burn it. Mm-hmm. They would burn
it unusable,
completely mm-hmm. unusable. And I remember like the VPs and presidents going to the area to actually see the bottles being burned and destroyed because brand image was so, so important. So mm-hmm. I mean, it was time for me to kind of loosen up and get with the times, I guess.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because actually Coach, the leather bag designer, I think 2 years ago, you know, especially now with the internet too, we all have so much access to information and behind the scenes that we didn't have in previous years. So there's a video that went viral where a staff member of Coach kind of showed us behind the curtains of what they had to do before they could discard a defective or an out of style or out of season inventory. Was not only did they have to throw it in the dumpster, but they had to take a box cutter and cut the bag so that even a dumpster diver could not reuse and resalvage the bag because of the brand image. And this was in the last, I think it was 2 years ago. And of course it goes viral and all the Gen Zs and millennials are barking up a storm about how that's terrible for the environment and people are in need and it's a perfectly good usable bag or wallet or purse. And you're not only throwing it out, but you're making it unusable for anyone who comes across it. So Coach had to go on this big PR nightmare to kind of reposition their brand, because now it's the opposite. Now, instead of them protecting their brand by making sure that it was only sold in authorized retailers. Now they had to protect their brand image by coming up with some type of program to show that they, you know, care about the earth and renewable fashion and fast fashion and all of these things. So now they have a program that's called Circular or Coach Circle, something like that, where they, you know, who knows if this is true, but they are changing how they process out of stock, out of season, or returned inventory, and keeping it in a circular economy rather than telling employees to splash it. And it's not just Coach, like you said, lots of other companies, even Bath and Body Works, when they throw out their stock. And there's this huge movement on TikTok. I forget what it's called. It's a lot nicer of a word than dumpster divers, but they're kind of reclaiming dumpster diving and showing how much waste is thrown out and it just needs a little bit of cleaning or repair and you can salvage a lot of items. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to go dumpster diving, but I am saying that if it can be used, why not we try to use it? And I totally agree. We don't want these products that are off-center or mislabeled to be sitting on a retail shelf being sold at full price to customers. But if you, like you said, you want it for a contest or to try it for yourself or to keep in your back bar, if you're a professional, like, nobody's going to see it then. So why does it matter if it's a little bit off center? Or, you know, most people won't even notice. Some of these products are like, we could have probably passed the QC test. Some of them are just barely flawed in some way, but we are such perfectionists that we couldn't. So we're putting them to use and giving them a second life in this way. And yeah, they're totally sanitary and brand new. And if you want to try a product,
yeah,
you know what's happening, you guys, is you guys are purchasing more and different SKUs than typical, because, you know, you're saving money and it's exciting. So I'm just happy that it was successful. I felt like it would be, but it's always good to see those feelings be validated.
Yeah, for sure. And if you have something that you love, I did see Angela stocked up. She's a regular purchaser of Strength and Courage, and she stocked up, right?
Yeah.
So then you've got it for the car and the gym bag and by your bed and in the bathroom and like everywhere that you just want to put it. And you know, I don't know why I didn't do this sooner, especially like my accountant loves our strength product. And something that I give to him each time I see him is an off-center tube of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, like there's no issues doing that. So why wouldn't I just put it on the site for everyone else to use all the glorious stuff that's inside?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's limited inventory. Once it's gone, it's gone. Like I said, some units or some SKUs products, we only have one of them that's damaged. Some of them, we only have 16. And then there's other ones where we have more hefty numbers. But, you know, this is not an ongoing thing. It's just to relieve ourselves of this stock and get you guys to maybe try something new that you haven't tried before, or to, you know, like our customer, Angela, I think she bought 10 Courage facial comfort creams, and she, you know, she loves that product. So why not? And she's just using it for her. And maybe now she's going to give it to some friends as well. But I think it's really cool. And as far as I know, in the aesthetics professional beauty industry, I have not heard or seen of anybody doing this. I know
first.
Some other smaller indie brands do. Just based on my research, there's a company in the UK, United Kingdom, that does it. But in the professional aesthetics industry, I have not found any evidence that anyone else does it. And it's a real shame, because literally the industry standard for what you do when you receive stock, and sometimes it's how you receive it, like it comes from the lab damaged or it gets damaged in shipping, the industry standard is to throw it all out.
Yeah.
Or send it back to the supplier, who then throws it all out. And I just think it's such a, like, we're not living in the 80s anymore. We're not as
easy,
ignorant
easy
as we were
90s,
in the past.
90s, Becca. Easy there.
Well, no, I'm saying the 80s, because the plastic kind of craze sort of started in the 90s.
True.
You know, we're no longer, like, I remember when I was young, the push for switching to plastic from paper because of the Amazon rainforest and how plastic was better because it was more reusable. And now we're kind of learning that maybe that's not quite the case. So anyways, just times are changing with our knowledge of mm-hmm. how much waste we're producing, and we got to make changes so that the little kids can have as wonderful of a life as we have. I'm just happy you guys are enjoying it, and I think it's a good theme for Earth Month as well, mm-hmm. and it will help us again with our carbon emissions and our initiative to be the best professional aesthetics skincare company. And this is just another notch on our belt of the things that we do to try to be a good, authentic brand that really tries to show up as best as we can in the world.
Yeah, in all aspects. And surprise, surprise, mm-hmm. here we are again, being the first to do something and try something, mm-hmm. right?
Now watch, next year, everyone's going to do it.
What? Yeah, that's why we're going to record this podcast, for evidence that everyone's now going to do it. So if you guys want to take part in it, we still have some stock left. Like Becca mm-hmm. said, very limited stock on some of it. Some of it's actually sold, possibly even sold out, or very close to being sold out. The other ones we do have quite a bit, but it's this month only. So 50% off. So do your Christmas shopping now.
Yeah, no kidding. And it's tax season. So if you got a tax refund, use it at Bright. Just a suggestion.
And just a disclaimer, again, you will get an email about this. It is on the website as well, and it's on the products that we send. They are not for resale. So this is mm-hmm. not an opportunity to buy it and put it on your shelf. Like we said, we did this because these did not pass our QC, and something that we would never sell to you. So please don't resell this to your client. If you are mm-hmm. caught reselling it, we will suspend all your privileges in purchasing from us. So let us do a good thing. Let us keep that relationship open. Let us continue doing great things. So please abide by the slight rules that we do have. Mm-hmm. Not to resell, please.
We catch you guys. There's only one. Other than that, there's no catch, there's no strings. Just if you're a professional, it is not for resale on your shelves. You can use it as testers. You can use it as your demo products. It's great for back bar. Like, why not use it for your back bar? Because no one's really seeing that anyways. To test for yourself. If you have staff, what a great idea to use those discounted products and have that as an incentive for your staff for contests or sales.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the most brilliant way to use it, because then you're, you know, getting your money back and then some, right? Mm-hmm. And really investing in yourself and in your business. But if you're just a regular client and you just want to use it for yourself or for your family, then there's no catch for you. You're getting off scot-free. But yeah, if you're a professional, just abide by that rule. And other than that, what a great way to try out some of our other products that maybe you haven't tried out before.
And you're welcome.
Yeah. Everybody, please send Luba a thank you message on Instagram because it's been years that I've been trying
asking for this.
And same with the carbon neutral. That was something that I wanted to do for a long time, and we just started doing that. And I think it's been successful.
Yeah. It's been really good. So I was picturing Becca working from home yesterday, just laughing as those orders were coming in.
I'm so happy. My boyfriend was like, I don't know why you're surprised. Every idea that you have is good. I'm like, oh, you're so sweet.
So good.
So anyways, I'll eat it up. I'm gonna place an order, especially Face Off, our new product. Mm. There's some of those in there. And the product is completely fine. It's just the box, like maybe one of the corners is bent in. So, you know, you guys, this is better than our staff discount. So
that's true. Mm-hmm. So Becca, where can they find it on the website to purchase?
Go to brightenup.com and you will see an area on the home screen that says quality control sale, Or on the footer of the website, at the very bottom of the website, there's a link. Or when you click on to shop all products, there's a category in there as well. If you're coming from social media, on our link in bio, it's the very first button right now. It says Earth Month Promotion. And that is where you can find it. And like we said, once it's gone, it's gone. Some of it has already sold out. Some of it we have a little bit more of. If you're a professional listening, the professional products, we don't have a lot. So if you want to use it for your back bar, there's only like 16. And I think, and that was to begin with. And a lot of it sold yesterday. So limited quantities. And again, if you want to try Strength or Courage, there's such good products. And
so good.
Even our new product Face Off is on there. So go take a look and see what you can see. And stock up for yourself and your friends and your family. Just tell them that it's a little bit imperfect, but it's the personality that counts.
Exactly. Happy Earth Day, everyone, or Earth Month from Bright.
Yes. Thank you. Bye.